This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. As the UN calls for an urgent humanitarian pause to the fighting raging in the divided city of Aleppo, where 2 million people lack access to clean water and electricity, the Chaldean Bishop of Aleppo speaks about his destroyed country and the destroyed families. Bishop Antoine Odo said everybody is suffering everywhere in Syria because of the war and bombardments. He said there was now no water and electricity in Aleppo, even in the areas of the city controlled by the government, and called once again for a political solution to the conflict. He spoke to me earlier.
Everybody is suffering everywhere in Syria. The people are suffering, becoming poor under the violences of attacks every day because of the war and especially of the bombing everywhere. There are a lot of the killed people and the victims.
What about daily lives in the area of the city where you live? Are there problems with water, food,
yes,
medicine?
Now, since several days I have information. We are in the region under the government and nobody speaks about this. No electricity, no water. Imagine this situation. Our point of view as church, we need a political solution, as the Pope said 1 month ago, insisting on the political solution under the authority of United Nations.
And when you talk to people, the faithful in Aleppo, what do they say about the fighting? What is their mood like right now?
They say we have a big faith in our Lord, the Virgin Mary. They protect us until now. This is what they repeat, those who stay. And the other, they try to emigrate because they don't support the insecurity and poverty at all the levels. This is our situation.
But with none of the warring parties at the moment stopping fighting, how hopeful are you that Aleppo's agony will come to an end soon?
I hope the groups, armed people, extremists, fighting in the name of, unfortunately, of Islam, and supported by outside, they tried to destroy Syria, but they can't. And one day, this is our conviction, the war will end.
Are many people still leaving the city on a regular basis?
Yes, a lot of people, the majority, are leaving. For us as Christians, for instance, in Aleppo, more than half of the Christians left Aleppo to safe regions. This is our problem. We are looking every day, destroyed country and destroyed families.
When you remember how Aleppo was before the war, it was the commercial centre, it had a rich heritage. And when you see the city and so many areas of it damaged or even in ruins, what are your feelings?
My first thought is sad, compassion. I am very sad when I compare what was before Syria, and especially the Christians community, and now everything is destroyed. For this reason, we have to ask ourselves, we have to ask the international community to ask them, what are you doing and why are you destroying Syria? Answer our questions in front of your conscience and in front of God.
I was speaking there to the Chaldean Bishop of Aleppo, Antoine Odo.